Mayor Bloomberg got his new school's chancellor this week. On Monday, the state's education commissioner granted approval for Hearst Magazine's chairwoman Kathy Black to run the nation's largest school system, but only after the mayor agreed to appoint a chief academic officer as her deputy chancellor because Black didn't have experience in education. Black's appointment stirred a controversy over whether she was qualified for the job, and that hasn't exactly died down since her approval. WNYC's Beth Fertig has been following the story and joins me now. Hello, Beth.
Hi.
As we know, there's been tremendous interest in Kathy Black because she was such an unconventional pick for school's chancellor. On Tuesday, she gave her first press conference after being appointed and then gave a TV interview. Did we learn anything new about how she views this job?
Not a lot, though, to be fair. I haven't seen the whole interview on Channel 7. It's airing Sunday morning. But Black was asked whether she thought the fact that the mayor appointed her, apparently without consulting anyone, really means the mayor is in charge of the schools, not her. And here's what she said.
I would hope that it's a collaborative relationship. That's my expectation. But at the end of the day, I mean, he is the mayor. But he wouldn't have put somebody like me in this position if he just wanted to rubber stamp everything.
Black went on to say she's a collaborator. She'll seek out the opinions of other people to guide her views and policy. And that's also what she said on Tuesday when she saw reporters after visiting PS 109 in the Bronx.
Now, her appearances have been pretty limited, right?
Very, very. It's very unusual. She didn't give any interviews at all after her appointment on November 9th. Then after she was approved, there was a lot of media outside PS 109 in the Bronx when she made that first school visit. And Black didn't allow reporters to follow her inside the building, which is also very unusual. In the past, when a chancellor is appointed and they make their first visit to a school, the reporters tag along and watch them visit classrooms. This didn't happen. And so when she left the building, she answered a few questions. She told reporters she wants to prepare for the job by visiting as many schools as possible. And then a parent shouted a question about whether failing schools should be closed or if that's going to lead to more overcrowding. And here's what she said.
I'm not going to comment on specific things this morning. It is my first day, and so I'll get to understand it. All of these things are very important and challenging questions, and we'll come up with what we believe are the right answers.
Okay, that's fair enough. It was her first day. Has she become more visible, though?
Not until the interview with Channel 7. The Bloomberg administration was extremely secretive about her appearances this week. They refused to tell reporters which schools she was even visiting until after the fact. It caused a lot of tension between members of the media and the Bloomberg administration. A few organizations, including WNYC, wrote a letter to the Education Department requesting more openness on the grounds that it's important to see how Black is preparing to lead the schools. Here's what the mayor said Thursday when asked why she isn't being made more available.
She's still working for Hearst Corporation. She doesn't start here until January 2nd.
Does he have a point? And how much does it matter what she does before January?
Technically, the mayor's right. Kathy Black is not the chancellor. Joel Klein is, at least till the end of the year. But she is going to a lot of meetings with city officials. She's traveling around the city. And that's why the reporters say they should be more forthcoming about her schedule. But the greater point, Brian, is that there are reasons why her schedule matters. We're talking about the most unconventional chancellor the city's ever had. The last two chancellors, even though they were lawyers and needed state approval, had some ties to education. One of them, Harold Levy, was a member of the Board of Regents. And Joel Klein had worked in the public sector when he was at the U.S. Justice Department, and he also went to city schools, and he taught in the city schools, briefly. Kathy Black has no experience in government or education. She went to parochial schools. She sent her two children to a private boarding school. So there's a lot of questions about how she's going to, you know, get up to speed on unfamiliar policy issues to her, such as school closings, class size. Is she going to be seeing a representative sample of schools before she gets into office? How much is she relying on the man who was elevated to be her chief academic officer, Cheryl Palico-Saransky, things like that?
And the mayor says that Kathy Black is the right person to lead the New York schools because she has managerial experience running Hearst Magazines and USA Today, which are two very complex organizations. Is he right about that? And what is she facing in this job that can be related to those experiences?
It's an enormous challenge running the New York City schools. The economy is rough. The federal stimulus funds are going to dry out next year. And the schools are gearing up for more budget cuts. The mayor predicts there could be the elimination of 6,000 teaching positions. And then the talks with the union are at an impasse. So how someone from a corporate background who's never dealt with a big union or such a gigantic agency handle that is really the question facing her. What kinds of concessions would she push for? I'm told that in the Channel 7 interview, Black says budget cuts can be handled by careful allocations, but that she doesn't plan to change the current system for deciding which schools to close, and that teacher quality is more important than class size. That's what I'm told. The whole interview is going to be broadcast Sunday. But then how are those views going to play out? Where will she look to save money? Will she privatize any services? There are costly things like special education that are mandated. Maybe there's also ways to save money. People say Joel Klein wasn't a very good manager, so she might be better and really add something. We're all very eager to hear her thoughts as she opens up and begins granting more interviews.
Thank you so much, Beth.
You're welcome.
That's WNYC's education reporter, Beth Fertig.